what she'll see. This week.
Hi, I'm Alexis Shannon.
And I'm Stefan Seely.
And welcome to our special Get Ready for Christmas edition of Preteen World.
Christmas is right around the corner. And today we got lots of tips on to tell you how to get there when to get the things you gotta get before it gets here.
You'll learn to make your own excellent Christmas cards.
To Matthew Wallace, I may not always say the things a lover wants to say, but believe me, my darling husband, I love you and only you. Merry Christmas from Kathy Tudor.
What's this? It's all white.
It's a snowstorm.
To Kathy Tudor, go hide in your bum.
You'll learn to budget your Christmas present spending.
Then, take another third and spend that on your brothers and sisters or any best friends. I have 4 best friends. So that's 1, 3 best friends. Hark on the bells, which of the
and we'll show you how to share your Christmas spirit.
We shared ours at the Floyd Robertson Correctional Institute for Millenville Boys. Christmas is a time for learning.
Merry Christmas from Preteen World.
Together by satellite, Christmas and SCTV.
Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and ABC? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. Movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. This week in geek. This week in geek.
Hey everyone, it's Alex here. It's the wee early hours of Christmas Eve morning, so I'm going to make this quick, soft, and mellow, just like my peener. Anyway, traditionally Twig has a holiday gift guide to help everyone make good decisions what to get your loved ones for the Christmas holiday season, so you don't look like a total Dorkosaurus Rex come, you know, Christmas morning. This year it's a little bit different. Good old Uncle Alex is here to help give you some advice. But not to what to get everybody else, it's what to get yourself. That's right, screw the family. The most wonderful time of the year is not Christmas Day. It's Boxing Day. I mean, you got all that sweet, sweet gift money. You can't just buy toothless hookers every year like me, right? Or wait, no. No, wait, no, that's wrong. Not toothless hookers. Hookers with teeth. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, I thought I'd give a little advice on what to look out for this year and maybe give a tip or two on finding the best deal. Everybody's going to have different tastes in what they want, what they want to play, what they want to do. But the big deal right now, looking at all the flyers coming out for Boxing Day and Boxing Week, are 4K TVs, smart TVs, TVs in general. That seems to be the best deal this year. Anywhere ranging from, you know, $300 or $400 for a 55-inch 4K TV, and they're pretty much all from the same brands, from RCA, from all the store brands. Even some of the name brands have decent deals as well. But let's break it down a little bit. Do you need a 4K TV? Do you need a smart TV? Or is a plain old 1080p standard full, you know, full high-definition TV just fine for you? For the most part, to take advantage of 4K, you're going to have a PS4 Pro, a Xbox One S or One X, just the newer generation of those, or an Android box that supports 4K, perhaps using it as a computer monitor if your video card can output to that. So HDR as well, like the HDR TVs are great, but you have to have the right system hooked up to it. It has to be the right input. It's to take advantage of that, that gets really pricey, but we're talking the ones that are on sale are generally just the plain 4K, as in double the resolution, double the panel resolution of 1080p. Smart TVs are also out there, but honestly, I wouldn't get tricked into getting a smart TV simply because every other device you get turns your TV into a smart TV and makes it better. The cheapest Android boxes you're going to find online that are $40-$50 that will give you all the access to Netflix and all your apps and everything that you would do on a smart TV, plus have regular updates. The biggest deal with smart TVs is a lot of times they don't get firmware updates nearly as fast, unless they're ones that are Android-based or something to that extent. But for the most part, they sort of static. Once you get it, it doesn't really get an update ever again unless the TV has a major problem. So smart TVs, just don't even consider that in part of your purchase price, unless it's just sort of an extra feature that comes with it. 1080p is just fine if you're getting a smaller TV, but if you're getting anything 43 inches or above, you may as well consider getting a 4K TV because the price difference is like $50 right now. So I've got a 4K TV since last year this time, and it's not an HDR capable one, but I didn't need it to be. It looks just fine. At the $400 price point, my 4K TV will look better than any 1080p TV, bar none, like at that size and price point. So you may as well just go with a 4K TV if you can. Some of the door crashers will be gone, but that doesn't matter. Pretty much everybody has an RCA one in there, and they're perfectly fine. I have a Westinghouse myself, a 43-inch Westinghouse 4K, and then for the bedroom, I've got a 40-inch 1080p RCA that looks like that same RCA has a 4K model now, and I would go for that too. There's nothing wrong with them. Are they, you know, as good as the bleeding edge TV like a Sony or say a Sharp or Toshiba, anything like that? No, they're not going to be the same. But when you're paying $300-$400 for a 4K TV versus $1,200-$1,500, you get what you pay for, but you still get an amazing value out of it all. So, you know, if you have the money put aside this Boxing Week, this holiday season week, I would say go with that. As far as Android boxes, you want to make your TV a smart TV, but you don't want to have it as a gaming TV, you have the choices of getting an Android box, something like that on Amazon, or let's say a Roku, or just launched in Canada now is the Fire Stick, finally. So if you want to compare between those, an Android box is more versatile, but a lot of times they don't have the best interface as far as a remote go. You'll have to use a mouse and keyboard to get to some features, to update things, to navigate some of the apps. They're generally not made for TV boxes unless you get one that, say, a good example would be the NVIDIA Shield, but that's like a $300 device. The NVIDIA one, it has an interface specifically made for using a remote. Most of those Android boxes that are in the $50 to $100 range, they have Android on there. They have a remote that works, but they're not generally made so that every app that's included on it will work that way. They usually come with apps built in that work with their remotes just fine, but when you go to the Google Play Store to download an app, it will still think it's sort of a tablet, so you'll have to put a keyboard and mouse on there. For that, you can just get a Logitech one. I can't remember the model name now, but it's a little Logitech keyboard that uses a little nano dongle. It has a trackpad and mouse buttons right on the keyboard. It's very small. The battery's lasted me like half a year already. So I would use that. Just have that aside if you have to type something in. You can go with a Roku, and they range in price anywhere from the cheapest stick to about $35 to $130-$140 to get an Ultra, and that just adds extra features like 4K HDR. Those are what I call the grandma and grandpa devices. They're grandma and grandpa proof. You can get them. Their remotes are super simple. It's not something they can mess up. They're never going to get to a spot on the interface where it's not going to work for them, or they're going to get panic and it's not going to work. It is what you get your parents if they don't know how to use technology. It's what you get your grandparents. We've got one that my grandmother, who's in her 80s, can use. And then the Fire Stick, I haven't had any experience with it, but if you're a Prime member, since they just launched it here, I believe Amazon's offering it about 10 or 15 bucks off. So it'll run you about 50 bucks. And I'm going to assume from the pictures and everything that it looks and feels more like a Roku in that you're using the Amazon interface. You're probably limited to whatever you can install from the Amazon Marketplace store on there. But it's probably of a similar quality to the Roku in that it's pretty much idiot-proof. So basically, do you want idiot-proof? Do you want versatility? If you want versatility, go with an Android box. You want, or actually, be like me and get a little mini PC with Windows on it and run an extra computer just in your living room to do all your streaming. Moving on from that, PS4 and Xbox, it looks like every store seems to have some sort of deal in place for getting 10, 20 bucks off for all the popular games. Those, they're interchangeable with every store. They're looking to be about the same everywhere. Personally, I'm going to be looking on Amazon because they're going to have the best of everything there. Something to watch out for that I've been playing recently is I went through a phase where I was just beating as many things as I could, and I'm currently on I'm playing about two or three. I'm juggling two or three titles. So I'm playing, I guess it's called the Ease series, Ease 8. I'm playing that right now on the PS4. That's pretty good. Good deals are, as of right now, you can get Final Fantasy 15 if you haven't played it yet for 20 bucks on either platform. That's a great deal. There's some other titles that, was it? Titanfall 2 is 20 bucks. There's a lot of titles that are about $20 and $40 right now, so you might want to catch up on those, which are great, but you guys already sort of know what to look for that. As for Switch, basically that's the hot item this year, right? Everybody wants a Switch. I've had mine since day one. There's finally starting to build up a good library. I put in 120 hours into Xenoblade, and I didn't think I was going to like it because I am a tried and true JRPG turn-based guy. I love my Chrono Triggers. I love my Final Fantasies, and I got super into that game, even though it's a battle system completely different from anything I've ever tried. I'll have to do a review or a deep watch on that, but I did 120 hours in there to beat it. So you get your value. I have the collector's edition of it. I fully recommend getting that because that's surprisingly back in stock on Amazon for 120 bucks. Or get the normal edition too. It's completely worth it. As far as Amazon goes, here's a little tip for you. Not every game on the Switch is listed under the Switch. This is both correct for the Canadian site and the American of Amazon. The Canadian one has it worse in that if you look at games, like if you go down to all the menus and go to games for the Switch, you're not going to see every game on the Switch. They have listed some of the Switch games under the Wii U. I know it's crazy, but it's under the Wii U, and some aren't even listed. They're in video games, but they're not listed under any systems category for some reason. You can find those ones by just clicking on the Prime button so that you can see only things that are shipped from Amazon through Prime, and then going to the sort and sort it by release date. You're going to have to go back probably 10, 20 pages or more, but as you go through, it's sort of a brute force thing. You'll end up seeing games that are listed that were released for the Switch in the last few months that aren't listed under any other category except the video game category as a whole. Now, that's where I found a couple really good deals myself. I was able to get, was it Soulham? It was a puzzle game. It was a weird sort of one. It's not listed under the Switch. It's not listed under the Wii U. It's just listed under games, and it was somewhere back like page 20. Well, it's a game that retails for 30 bucks. They've got it right now for, I think it's $25 as a digital download on the actual Nintendo Switch store. Well, they had it for $20, $19.99, this past week, leading up to Christmas, on Amazon, and you could only find it that way. So it didn't sell out like crazy. In fact, they had a lot of stock because nobody could really find it because it's buried somewhere in there. You can, the other ones that were like that were Troll and I, not always the top-tier titles, but they had that. There's sale right now on the Lego City Undercover. It's 30 bucks. But yeah, do that thing. Search that way. Look under the Wii U. And then search by release date. Look under that. Also, click on individual Switch games. And when you see the recommended, sometimes they'll pop up in that list where you can like page 2, 3, 4 of, you know, people also looked at or people also buyed. So there's some stuff in there that doesn't always show up in the main list when you just click on the deals. It's been a pet peeve of mine for years that Amazon doesn't have a button that just shows, here's everything. They have a thing like, here's how much off, like, you know, 20%, 30% off. I wish they had a button that just said, price drops in the last week. So you could just see what dropped in the last week of stuff that they're selling themselves, not from individual marketplace stores, just them, because that would pull everything up. But until they do that, this is what you're stuck with, is having to do little workarounds. But you can save money this way. I did some Christmas shopping this way and found a couple Switch games that were 50 to 75% off already. Right now, ARMS is on for $50, which is great. And these are prices are going to be roughly the same at each store that you go to. So I'm only using Amazon right now just as a guide. Just remember, Switch games are only maybe 50% under the Switch category. They'll be under the Wii U, and then as a whole, under the whole category. So you might have to go through 40 pages to get to what you want to get to. But at least you don't have to go back farther than what came out since March. So I would say, out of what I've played this year, the Switch has been probably the most fun I've had. So go for, if you can get a Switch, get a Switch. If you can get, you know, an SNES Classic, I know some of those went back in stock. My brother was just in an EB Games and walked in, saw a display box. He goes, is that just a display box? And they said, oh, wait a second. They looked down and they were shipped a box and they had five of them. And so he was able to pick one up just off the shelf. And that was, what, 3 days ago? 3 or 4 days ago? They just randomly got them in stock. So they're getting more and more in stock. So get yourself an SNES Classic. Get an NES. Don't pay scalper's prices. That's crazy, because they will be in stock after. Remember, you're buying for yourself now. You're using all that mad money that you got for Christmas, or that you squirreled away and pretended that you were going to spend on other people. This is time to treat yourself to a Christmas present. Time to treat yourself to just an end of year present, whatever you want to call it. You don't have to celebrate Christmas to buy yourself something nice. All right, well, that being said, that's pretty much going to do it for this, because there doesn't need to be a specific guide of, you know, what to buy. Just make sure that you're doing your due diligence and looking and finding the best deal out there. The weather can be shitty. There can be, you know, lines everywhere. Look online first. We're shifting to an online digital thing first. You can buy physical, just buy online, because that way you beat the crowds and there's you know, you don't have to punch somebody in the face to get what you want. I mean, you can still punch somebody in the face if you really want to, but you know, save that for another day. Let's just see. Just sort of an upcoming thing. We've got a few reviews coming out. I just put out review that Mr. Christopher Tristan put out for the Crash Bandicoot trilogy. That's something you might want to check out. That should be already up on the site and in your podcast. In your device itself. Download, subscribe, all that good junk. There's going to be one for me coming out for Dead Synchronicity on the Switch. I still got to get through that. It's a pretty wicked looking point and click adventure that I'm judging. I'm nearly through, I think, but I don't want to say too much till I'm through it. I'm enjoying that. I'm still working on getting through Skyrim on the Switch. That's going to be a bit, because it's more of a meaty game. That's going to take a bit, but I'm definitely going to review all of the Switch related features that are exclusive to it, because everybody's played Skyrim. They already know what game they're getting. It's just, does it work? How does it feel? Does the Switch add anything new to it? How does that dynamic work with having it on the go? So I've got those two reviews that I'm going to be putting out probably in the next couple days. We're going to have content rolling out till the new year. And then sometime in the next little bit, we're also going to have a review of the Lego, the new Lego game as well, the Marvel one. So Tristan's working on that. So we're going to have some stuff rolling out, and you're going to see some updates to our website. Right now, the website's a little out. We're doing some maintenance on it. And we're basically doing an overhaul on the back end. So things are going to be up and running and spiffy and new and completely revitalized. It's a new year, 2018. Twig's going to be great. So that being said, I want to wish everybody a happy holidays, whatever you want to say, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, anything. Just be good to each other. It's been a wild ride this year. And from everybody at This Week in Geek, happy holidays. Talk to you guys later.
By the way, that's me on the organ. You start.
Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast, two turtlenecks and a beer. Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where?
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon, three French toast, two turtlenecks and a beer in a tree.
See, more.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree. Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden. Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4. 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Okay,
on the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Yeah. Oh, 6 packs of 2.
5 golden toques. 4 pounds of mac bacon.
3 French toast.
2 turtlenecks. And a beer in a tree. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us.
Co-hoser.
Oh, 8 days of Christmas. True love gave to me 8 comic books. 7 packs of smoke. 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden.
Beer on board. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of bag bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
That's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year. Okay, you know what you left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
Okay,
I wanted donuts. But I wanted...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me 12 donuts.
Go on to the
store.
You could
have gone down
get some
to,
presents.
Like... good donut shop where if you buy a dozen you get another one free, and that has been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off.
Boy, that song is a beauty. Moved.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?